Charlie, Francis, Ivan, and Jean, the names may be common, but the damage wrought by these four hurricanes is not. Florida is the first state to be hit by four hurricanes in one season since Texas in 1886. The cumulative effects of the storms have been felt from the Keys to the northern panhandle. At least 75 people have died, and millions took shelter or fled the state. Some 2.6 million homes are without power. 43,000 homes in the panhandle are still in the dark as a result of Ivan, which made landfall on September 16th. FEMA officials have said that the relief efforts are the largest in the agency's history. The human costs of the storm are also accompanied by massive economic damage. And joining us to talk about the storm's economic impact is Miami Herald reporter Greg Fields, who's made a specialty of studying catastrophe economics in Florida. Greg Fields, how big is the catastrophe this year as opposed to years past?
Well, in terms of the people affected or the geographical reach, easily, and I mean very easily, the worst ever. The breadth of the idea of Pensacola to Key West, which if you drive it happens to be further than Pensacola to Chicago, by the way, is really unprecedented.
And which sectors of the Florida economy are likely to be hardest hit when all is counted up?
Well, on the short term, we had to unload all our hotels, and tourism took a hit. Now, we tend to be at the low end of the season right now. So that's one thing. Obviously, the citrus sector and the ornamental plants sector, which is, no one knows this, but it's actually bigger than citrus here, both have taken substantial hits. And then I think longer term, we're worried about the number of businesses that might relocate here, stay here, that sort of thing.
You're saying that companies who might have seen Florida as a very favorable environment a few months ago suddenly might be scratching their heads over that.
Yeah, well, one of the odd things is that many companies through the years have moved to Florida in part because of the weather, and in many times the decision is led by fears of business interruptions up north, whether it's blizzards or ice storms or things like that. Now what site selectors have told me is there's a consideration of, in Florida, do we face the same sort of business disruption risks?
A huge number of structures have been seriously damaged by all these storms.
Right.
Somebody's going to have to rebuild a great many structures in Florida.
Yes. Right now it is looking like, if you adjusted Andrew's losses, it would come out to about $20 billion in insured losses in today's dollars. It's looking like we are going to be surpassing that with the four storms combined.
On the other hand, one could say that means that there is $20 billion worth of building to be done and spread rather evenly across the state of Florida.
Well, in terms of macroeconomics, like you're alluding to, it is very true. And I don't want to minimize the suffering, but it is very true that hurricanes tend to make communities wealthier in the aggregate after the rebuilding process is completed. And that does produce, in some cases, what some economists call the jacuzzi effect.
The jacuzzi effect, as in, as long as we're going to rebuild, let's put in a jacuzzi this
time. Exactly, yeah.
When a storm hits, and in this case, four in rapid succession, who in the community typically comes out of it worst?
Well, the sad but true thing about these things is the poor and the elderly tend to suffer the most economically. They are the ones who are least able to pay for uninsured losses, and uninsured losses can be very significant. In Florida, for example, home deductibles on windstorm are 2% to 5% of your home's value. So if you have windstorm damage, you might have to come up with almost $10,000 on a $200,000 home just to get started before you ever get any insurance money at all.
And so your appreciation will come to haunt you at that
point. Exactly.
On the brighter side for Florida, come winter, should all the hotels and resorts be operating and be available for the height of the season?
You know, we've gotten pretty good at this the last few years, and I just have a feeling that Florida is going to be shiny and beautiful and ready to take everyone's money when the snow flies up north.
Greg Fields, thanks a lot for talking with
us. Okay.
Reporter Greg Fields of the Miami Herald.